Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Hewlin, H-U-L-E-N, 7-Eleven, 47, 76-year-old office worker, divorced, awake, alert, no smoking, no drinking, has 2 children, lives alone, suffers from hypertension, diabetes, anxiety, and depression. Social, let's see, allergy none, surgery no surgery. Family history, doesn't know what mom and dad passed away with. COVID immunization is up to date, times 3. Review of system, has had no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, hematemesis, seizure, convulsion. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, weight has been stable, patient is alert, awake, ambulating without any difficulty. Medication, atorvastatin, 40 milligram once a day, magnesium, 1 tablet a day, Neurontin, 100 milligram TID, lisinopril, 40 milligram a day, tramadol, 50 milligram for neuropathy, pain, Robaxin, PRN for pain, Amaryl, 4 milligram BID, Cymbalta, 20 milligram a day, and eye drops for glaucoma. Otrusat's 98%, pulse is 97, respiration is 18, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart positive, small positive, 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck true, JVD skin shows no rash or mucosa with amnesia, neurological non-focal. Patient is in desperate need of hemoglobin A1C, blood work, she's looking for a PCP so she can do that, period. The paragraph, I explained to her that those labs cannot be done at home and she's much better off finding a PCP that can order those blood tests for her. If the hemoglobin A1C is abnormal, she may benefit from a glucometer and home health agent, a home health nurse to teach her how to use it and to check her blood sugar on a regular basis. Next one is neuropathy on Cymbalta and Tramadol. Next one is hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Next one is hypertension controlled with lisinopril. Next number. Findings were discussed with patient before leaving the residence. Thank you.